radio program, and today I want to say happy birthday to my little buddy out there who happens to listen to this radio program with a keen interest that other people don't have. And so I want to say thank you today to a very special young man, and happy birthday to him. And so my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merit Assembly of God, and you are listening to the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, Today's Modern Worship. And we pray that the next half hour will be a half hour that is well worth your time. So today we're going to be back in 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And we're going to pick up in verse number 20. This is a topic that we've already hit on once, as far as how does God lead us? He leads us in truth, but we're going to go back over a few things there today. Want to invite you out to services this Sunday as we continue our series, Pioneers in the Faith. Last week we talked about pioneer women, and we're going to continue our study on breaking new ground, establishing new trails, reaching new heights, accomplishing new things. I believe that that God's kingdom is not a kingdom that is just about duplicating the past, but about greater things than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. I believe that your best days are in front of you. I can look at the scripture, and I can continually see, you know, that God is saying, you know, this was good, but better is coming. You know, that temple was great, but its glory is not going to compare with this glory. And Jesus saying, I'm here, but it's expedient to you. It's in your best interest that I go to the Father, because if I don't go to the Father, then the Holy Spirit's not coming. And this world needs the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit convicts people of their sins. It convicts people in regards to righteousness and judgment. And so we want to thank God. Let me see if I can figure out how to hit that button there, and see if that phone will not ring the next time here. But we are very thankful for everything that God does. I believe our best days are ahead of us. And that's something that the world can't always see. You know, I've heard people talk about, well, you know, their best athletic days were behind them, and so they get cut by their team. But in the body of Christ, the longer you live, the more effective you get to become for the body of Christ, for the ministry of the church. And so we want to invite you to join us in our journey of being pioneers in the faith. I also want to let you know about the Let It Go Women's Rally that will be taking place a week from Saturday. It'll be May the 25th, 11 a.m., 165 North Grove Street, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. If you'd like more information, you can call us 321-454-4263, 321-454-4263. Our district ministry, our women's ministry team, is going to be gathering at Merritt Assembly of God with ladies from all over this part of Florida, Central Florida. They'll be gathering from Palm Bay all the way up to Palm Coast, believe it or not, and as far inland as DeLand. There will be ladies coming, and we are looking forward to that Let It Go event. Ladies, if you have been going through a difficult time, if you felt like you've been fighting battles all by yourself, come and allow yourself a mini retreat, if you will. The conference itself is free. There are going to be products that are going to be available. Those aren't free. I don't know what those products are, but there's going to be some things available. My wife does our women's ministry at Merritt Assembly of God, and we are very, very excited to be able to host this event, and I pray that you would come out and be blessed. Deanna Schrodes isn't going to be having you come out. Now listen, when I say this, don't anybody write to me, because I appreciate the, but This is not about how to have a better quilting ministry. Now, I like quilts. In fact, my mother has quilts that go back, and we want to make sure that those are repaired. I've got quilts that I use, and so nothing wrong with quilt, but this is about empowering and equipping women to minister in the local community. Ladies, you are a part of God's A team, and there is no B team. So I want to encourage you, put that on your calendar. Make plans to be at Merit Assembly of God, 11 a.m. I will tell you this, never said this before. There's parking out front on Grove Street. There is also a parking lot in back of our office building there that our church sets on the corner of Tangerine and Grove. You can access the parking lot from Tangerine, and there's street side parking that is available on Grove Street up and down both sides. We'd love to see you there. We look forward to what God is going to do as Deanna and her ministry team do a great job at Merit Assembly of God, May the 25th, 11 a.m. Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 20. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some of honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if perhaps God will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. First of all, let's look at this, and it describes that in every house there are different types of vessels. It's not just a one-size-fits-all thing. There are some vessels that are of gold or silver. There are others that are made out of wood or clay. There are some that are going to be used for cooking. There are others that are going to be used for decoration. Some are going to be used for gathering water. Some of these are going to be vessels of honor, and some for dishonor. And there are many people who look at this and say, aha, so God has created some people who are meant for dishonorable purposes. And I would say, I think that is a stretch too far when you come to realize that God doesn't want any to perish. He wants all to come to everlasting life. He wants all to know the truth, have a revelation of the truth. And so what you see is you've got people who are in different stages of their spiritual journey. I will tell you this, that God intends for you to be a vessel of honor. That is God's ultimate goal for you, is to be a vessel of honor. And that is one of the reasons why I believe that the devil fights so hard against young people at such a young age, is he wants to create as many dishonorable characteristics in young lives as possible to try and disqualify them from being a vessel of honor. But I will tell you this, the blood of Jesus is sufficient. The blood of Jesus will wash away, will cleanse, will do everything that is necessary to take that which is useless and make it something that is useful. And so Paul, as he is admonishing Timothy, he says, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, okay? So that tells me that the potential is there for everyone if they will cleanse themselves from dishonorable things in their lives. So I shared a message with our church here recently, a few weeks ago. my how time flies when you're having fun. But I was teaching them and saying, what if we operated our life not on whether or not we have the right to do something, but whether or not it was going to be for the truth. Okay. I can't do anything against the truth. I can only do those things for the truth. What if we operated our lives and say, you know what? I'm not going to operate by what is permissible. What I have the power to do, I'm going to operate in such a way that it is going to propagate the truth of God. And I went on to challenge them on several aspects out of 2 Corinthians chapter 13. This says that we need to cleanse ourselves from dishonor. Cleanse ourselves from dishonor. And so I had a conversation with a person a year or so ago. Not quite a year, maybe. I guess it wasn't quite a year ago. And I began to deal with some of the issues in their life. I won't go into describe how we got into this a pastoral relationship, but it was coming from a very very difficult place in their life, and God was merciful and began to operate, and I presented them this concept, and that is, the people in your life, are you treating them with honor or are you treating them with dishonor? Now, I can get down to the nuts and bolts of the matter pretty well. I mean, I don't always do that, but you know, I would ask you, are you treating your boss with honor or dishonor? Are you treating your parents with honor or dishonor? Are you treating your teachers at school with honor or dishonor? Do you treat the authorities, the police and the firemen, do you treat them with honor or dishonor? Do you treat the military with honor or dishonor? There, you see, everything rises and falls on honor. We are supposed to honor the Lord. We're supposed to honor our parents. It's the first commandment with promise. The gentleman that I went to Fiji with, Tim, he attended a funeral of an uncle, and while he was there, there were a lot of accolades that were mentioned about this particular uncle. And during that process, the Lord spoke to him, and this uncle was a Christian, and he said, "I want you to understand that I am not going to honor your uncle for the honors that he has already received. I will honor him for the honor that he gave." You and I should lead the way in being people of honor. You look around and you see people who treat others with dishonor, and while the world may be enamored with them or captivated with them, what they really want to walk through life with is people who are honorable. And so let me just go ahead and get right down to the nitty gritty here. I want to ask you, husbands, do you honor your wives? Do you honor your wives in the way that you treat them and the way that you speak about them? Do you honor them in the things that you do for them? Do you honor them because they deserve to be honored? Ladies, do you honor your husband? Do you honor him when he's there? Do you honor him when he's not there? Do you honor him when you're talking about things with your friends? No, I didn't say that I was always going to talk about things that were easy, but it's refreshing. I tell you what, if you want to change in your relationship, don't change the people, change yourself and say, you know what, I'm going to start dealing with honor instead of living in a dishonorable way. One of the greatest societal changes in America in my lifetime has been the things that are now permitted outside of the bonds of marriage. And so whenever I'm doing a premarital counseling, I will begin with the male, and I was like, you'd better be treating her with honor. And that means that you do some things now to make sure that she knows that you think that she is a priceless gift from God that you are going to be so grateful for, and you're going to do your best to be the best husband that you can be. But that also means that you do not do some things that would dishonor her. Okay. Our society is all about consent right now. Well, I want you to know that if God didn't give you consent to do the things that you're doing, you don't have consent to be treating your girlfriend like your wife. Let's just get it out there. My understanding is this about people. If they will do dishonorable things with me or for me, they would do dishonorable things for or with someone else. We can't be surprised when dishonorable people do dishonorable things. That's what dishonorable people do. We need to create a culture of honor. Okay? And so we need to cleanse ourselves from the dishonor. And when we do that, we become a vessel of honor. We become a vessel of honor, and we become a vessel of honor that is sanctified. That's a big fancy religious word that means set apart for a holy purpose. Your marriage is not just set apart for the husband and wife. Your marriage is set apart for a holy purpose unto God. One man, one woman, set apart for the glory of God. One man set apart for the glory of God, married to one woman set apart for the glory of God, who create a home that is set apart for the glory of God, that are part of a church that is set apart for the glory of God, that builds a family that's set apart for the glory of God, who uses their finances that are set apart for the glory of God, their talents that are set apart for the glory of God, their time that is set apart for the glory of God. Everything becomes sanctified. You see, when you're a vessel of honor and you're sanctified, there's nothing that gets left behind that is, there's no loophole that says, except for this. So you and I, we continue to grow in that aspect. And here's the thing, when we are a vessel of honor and we're set apart for a holy purpose and a holy use, it goes on and it says, useful for the master. Useful for the master. I love that. I've had employers that told me that I was no longer useful. I worked for companies that the people that they leased the departments from told them that they were no longer useful, and therefore I was no longer useful. And we went on our way because we were no, but God will never, ever tell you that as a vessel of honor that's been set apart for him, that you're not useful for him. I know a lot of people right now, and they're saying, when's God going to use me? When is God going to use me? Can I offer you a little insight? I've been there. And I want to tell you, enjoy this season. Enjoy the honoring God in every area of your life and becoming more and more like him. Enjoy being set apart for the purpose, because what I have found is that when God is ready to use you, Katie, bar the door, you're getting ready to experience an adventure. And so just make sure that you're as sharp, that you're as polished, and you're ready to be used by the master. Okay? Because I don't know how long that season lasts, but I tell you what, if you're not ready for it, it's even harder when he starts utilizing you and you're not prepared. You and I, we need to be preparing in advance. I tell people you need to prepare for temptation in advance, not when you're in the throes of temptation. You already need to have a game plan. You already need to know the scriptures. You already know this is someplace we are not going. Okay? You need to know the scriptures, that the context and the meaning behind it, so that you can throw the word of God right back at the devil and say, you don't know the scripture the way that I know the scripture, because the word of God is spirit. It's spiritually discerned. The Holy Spirit's living inside of me. This is what God meant, and I'm not changing the meaning of it. Okay. He says, flee also youthful lust. We talked about that on yesterday's program. Run away from them, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. Okay. So you and I, we are not only running away from things, we are running to some things. There is righteousness. There is faith. There is love. And there is peace. Those are objectives that are worth chasing. Okay. So if I sat down here with you today and I told you, okay, you need to go chase these four things. Chase righteousness, chase faith, chase love, chase peace. You know, you could go out and you could run and you might make some headway and you might not. But remember, we talked earlier in this passage about rightly dividing the word of truth. And I want to give you the context of this verse, and that is, you are supposed to pursue righteousness, and you are supposed to pursue faith, and you are supposed to pursue love, and you are supposed to chase down peace, but you're not supposed to do it all by yourself. You're supposed to be pursuing those things along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. It is a group endeavor. It is something that is not meant to be a solo race. It is about the body of Christ. It is about people who have a united purpose, about a people who, I guess I didn't succeed at getting that phone turned off, because there it went again. You and I, we're in this thing together. That's why I say, if you do not have a church, if you don't have a congregation that you worship with, you need to get one. Because you can do some things by yourself, but it's a whole lot more fun doing it together. You know, and like this, the context of this chapter has proven, there might be some things that people have done that were harmful, devastating to people's faith. But don't let someone else's bad behavior, don't let someone else's dishonorable behavior cause you to miss out on the very things that God is wanting for you to pursue. It could be very simple. God could just say, you know what? Be righteous. Boom. And all of a sudden, you're righteous. He could say, have mountain-moving faith. And boom, you could have mountain-moving faith. He could say, be a person who loves flawlessly. And bam, it could be a reality. He could say, have peace that passes understanding, and it is yours. You know, just as simple as he said, let there be light, and it could be. And there was light, these things could be declared and they would be ours. But he tells us to pursue it, to chase it down, to be intentional about it. I believe that there is something to be gained when we have an investment in our spiritual journey. I'm not chasing these things down to be saved. I'm chasing these things down because I'm saved. I'm in this together because there's a lot of other people out there who do not have the same flawed character that Hymenaeus and Philetus have. There are some people out there who have a pure heart, and they're saying, we want all that God has for us. We want to be people who have faith because there are mountains that need to be moved. We want to be righteous because we serve a righteous and a holy God. We want to have love because Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. And we want to have peace because he is the God of all peace. We need to be saying, you know what? I've got all of those characteristics, and he is wanting me to be invested in this pursuit. I remember the first time that God brought this passage to me. We had some kids evangelists that were in town, and I asked them to help me do this as an illustrated sermon. And so I had one of them wear the title of truth. And what happened was that person started being evasive, not allowing people to catch them. And I said, you know what? It's easy for one person to miss them, but what if we all were engaged in the pursuit? And at that point in time, the objective was pretty easily achieved. You and I, we need to agree together. We need to be a righteous people. We need to be a people of faith, not of doubt. We need to be people who are known for our God-type love that we have, that we want the very best for people, and we need to be manifesting a peace that passes understanding, not an anxiety, not a fear. You are not called to be ruled by a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind, a mind in which the peace of God rules and reigns in your heart and in your life. So we've had an interesting week here on the radio program, and I pray that today you will join others in pursuing God's very best for you. Until tomorrow, we will see you then right here on the Refresh Radio Network, or radio program. We're not a network
yet. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Got a right to hold a grudge. It's the whisper in your ear saying, set it free.